It's Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. Finally today, our Thursday tradition to check in with arts editor Chloe Veltman, who has brought ideas for your weekend. Hi, Chloe.
Hello, Ryan.
Fans of photography have a reason to rejoice.
They do, because it's Month of Photography Denver. This is a biennial celebration of fine art photography, and it's sort of wrongly named in a way because it actually spans from now into April. It was founded in 2004 by a local photographer, Mark Sink, and in the coming months, hundreds of public events will be held throughout the city focusing on a wide range of photographic subjects. Some highlights, for example, on February 28th, landscape and object photographer David Maisel will speak at the Denver Museum of Art. He's going to be discussing his work, which has been collected in major museums like the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. And on a local level, 40 West Arts in Lakewood is organising the Four Seasons of Colfax. This is an annual show celebrating the history and characters of Colfax Avenue in Denver. Photographers and other artists are asked to capture a year's worth of activity on Denver's main east-west commercial thoroughfare. And while most of these events happen inside galleries and museums, a large-scale part of the programme, it's called The Big Picture, will place photos outside in Denver and other cities around the world. So images will be printed out and wheat pasted onto walls and buildings throughout the city. And in a bit of an artist exchange program, major cities like Buenos Aires, Sydney and Paris have also agreed to feature the work of Denver photographers. And Denver, of course, is going to return the favor. Now, when I spoke with the organizer, Mark Sink, recently, he told me that The Big Picture is one part of the Month of Photography that really gets him excited.
I'm very interested in public coming into photographs and fine art by chance on the street and turning a gross alley into a beautiful gallery space. It is very rewarding.
Denver's Month of Photography, which lasts longer than that. Food plays a big role in this next event.
It does. This is a food and performance event. It's called Feed Cold, and it's presented by the Catamounts. Now, the Catamounts are a Boulder-based theatre company, and Feed is an ongoing series that they do. This is happening this Saturday and Sunday at Still Cellars in Longmont, which is a distillery. Now, each Feed event consists of a four-course seated meal in which each course is paired with a piece of performance, and the art and food are designed to complement one another. So on the artistic side of things, the theme of the night is cold, and each short performance piece will explore cold as a metaphor. You know, it's this time of year in our lives where things seem frigid, so it's a good theme for now. And the performances are a mix of monologue, ensemble scenes, and a dance piece called Types of Snow that begins the evening. And this piece was based on a text from a Wikipedia entry. Each performance will be accompanied by small plates and cocktails from Colorado producers. And between each course, the Feed House band's going to play music. Now, like many Catamounts Feed events, this one takes place outside of the convention theatre setting at Still Cellars in Longmont, as I mentioned, which is a distillery. And earlier this week, I asked artistic director Amanda Berg-Wilson about why the Catamounts produce their Feed shows in these kinds of non-traditional venues.
It deepens the experience of storytelling when you really do push the idea that brewers and distillers and chefs are storytellers through different mediums than theatre artists, but we're all trying to evoke a conversation with our audience.
And this time, the unconventional venue, Still Cellars in Longmont, as you said. How about some dance?
Yes, the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company is in the metro area this weekend. They've got a show called Play and Play, an evening of movement and music, happening tonight in Boulder and Denver Saturday and Sunday. So Bill T. Jones is a very important American choreographer, yeah. And these works focus on the pleasure of musicians and dancers working together. This company was founded in 1982, and Jones has won numerous awards over the past 30 years, including a MacArthur Genius Grant and a Tony Award in 2007 for Best Choreography for the musical Spring Awakening. The performers are dancing to works by Mendelssohn, Mozart, and a recent string octet by Jerome Beguin, and the event's music will be performed live by students. course of the Lamont School of Music at the University of Denver.
Taking place both in Boulder at the Mackey Auditorium and at the Newman Center for Performing Arts on the University of Denver campus. How about one last event?
Yes, this is an exhibition that's happening at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder through March the 29th. It's an exhibition from Colorado artist Jane McMahon, who works in a number of different media, including oil painting and installation. Now, this is a photography show, and it explores how climate change affects the global water cycle. And the artist's passion for this subject grew out of the floods of 2013 when her Boulder home was damaged. She shrouds parts of her work in rice paper, and the fuzziness of the images under the paper is intended to reflect the uncertain future of the world's water resources.
Taking on an important issue through art, Hard Rain Revelations, taking place at NCAR in Boulder. And all of these events are at our website, cprnews.org. Chloe, thanks for bringing them to us.
My pleasure, Ryan.
Chloe Veltman is CPR's arts editor. And that's Colorado Matters for today from Colorado Public Radio. Special thanks to Michael DeJoanna, Matt Herz, Michael Hughes, and Elaine Grant. I'm Ryan Warner.